you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I don't know what's going on with any of it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Speaking of big days in history, NCAA college football is back.
Man, the level of excitement, the volume of excitement. I never had a phase where that was the game that I played. So I
was
don't.
Was it after your video game?
Yep, after my video game heyday.
Yeah.
For sure. So did you have a college football
phase? It was in my like, so I haven't had a system since the PS3, and they're now onto the 5. So a couple systems removed, and it was. Why it was awesome to me was that you could do Madden was great, but everyone basically had the same playbook in the Maddens back in the day. But when the college football video game came out, oh, this team runs the triple option. This team's spread out. This team's different. So you could do so many different things. And then the dynasty mode of the college football game was recruiting. So, okay, I need a corner. I need a quarterback. I need this. So, like, you could, it was the, instead of just trades, you could really, like, develop the pro and turn, oh, you went to Syracuse, your team sucks. You could turn Syracuse into a powerhouse.
Gotcha. If you could recruit. Well, now you could, but is there a transfer portal? Does everybody go in there and use the transfer portal?
I'm sure. I haven't played since college, NCAA 2005, probably. You know, so it's been a long time for me, but yeah, it was Darren Sproles. That was the guy, Darren Sproles and L. Roberson at K-State.
Oh, man.
That was the because just like Mike Vick in the old Madden games, or Randall Cunningham, speed.
Oh, Darren Sproles in real life, one of the great, most fun athletes on a football field.
But he was, you know, RB43 or whatever his number was. I think it was 43, his number at K-State. And so it was, you know, he wasn't the player, but it may as well have been the player. And so he's like, oh, you got a real fast guy, and then you'd run the option with him.
Darren Sproles, the reference point for a friend of the show, Tariq Cohn. As soon as I saw Tariq Cohn on the Bears, I'm like, ooh, that feels a little like Darren Sproles-ish right there.
Except not.
Good for a while, though, Tariq Cohn.
That was what was amazing about Darren Sproles, though. At that size, to be good for a long while. Right, guys at that size are not normally, but yeah, man, it was. But now it's the game is back, and the players are getting paid, and they have first and last names in it.
Yeah.
And so, if you ever did feel dirty, which I did not at that age, I was like, I am just going to play this video game and not think about that these players aren't getting any money for it because I'm 18 years old, and what do I care? And so, yeah, it was fantastic. But
so, no video games at all in your life?
None.
How about phone games?
None.
Nothing like that?
None. No, just Twitter.
Yeah.
just Twitter and the news. It sucks. And scrolling like videos, like reels on Instagram.
Yeah, it's all the same, really, when you think about it.
It's all just the time sucks.
Although, when you scroll videos and like on Twitter, you can tell yourself you're in show prep. You can tell yourself you're in the knowledge.
And I do.
Oh, sure. But that we're in the knowledge acquisition business, and that's it. Sometimes it is knowledge acquisition, and sometimes it masquerades at it as it just enough.
But I'm excited. I mean, I feel like Owen is probably a year or two away from like a Nintendo Switch. You know, like Mario's type games for like plane trips and things like that.
Dude, the Switch. Ruben's all about the Switch and Mario Kart.
I loved Mario Kart back in the day.
Got him the little steering wheels.
Very
and you
cool.
could take the steering wheel and put the little, what do they call? Whatever the little controllers are called for the Switch.
Controller?
Close enough. But yeah, and you can put it in there and just like, oh yeah, it's fun.
I'm real excited to get back into video games and just blame my kids. Like that's the plan. Because I mean, when Steph and I started dating and she moved in back in Kansas City and I... two TVs in the living room, and we're, you know, watching football and baseball or whatever. I was like, yeah, and I would love to play video games. And she's like, you need more screens in your life?
Yeah.
Like need?
No, not need necessarily.
Not need. She's like, you got a lot of hobbies that have screens in them. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
You know, when did you have to give up the second TV with Steph?
I mean, we had it the whole time in KC, and then we had it at the apartment. You were at my condo.
Yeah.
We just didn't put it in the living room when we bought the house in the burbs.
Now it's in the side room.
Now it's in the side.
When you bought the house, that was her line, like, hey, we have a house. We have an extra room now. We'll put the two TVs in there and, like, a traditional living room.
That I'd have a room. Yeah, okay. But it has we have talked about it because the beauty of the two TVs was if we're watching something together,
you can keep an eye on a ball game.
I could keep an eye on a ball game.
Right.
And now it's like, no, sometimes we end up going into the room with two TVs to do that. So she comes into the less comfortable room.
Yeah.
Great overnight host.
Made me feel welcome all the time.
So we've thought about putting it back in the living, but she's like, it doesn't look as nice in the living.
How about the iPad? You ever break out the iPad as a second screen in the living room?
Yeah.
By the way, you'll love this. What they're actually called, the controllers for the Nintendo Switch, Joy-Cons. It's a Joy-Con, so it's con for controller for short. But oh, the joy! Got to get that in there. Sorry, what were we gonna say, Shane?
I forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to.
No. I remember now. So this week, now with Christine, is she lining up all the non-sports things she wants to watch with you knowing, or does she not know that this is a dead week?
Oh, no, she knows. We do it anyway. I go second screen on the iPad like a lot.
Okay.
I used to say, I proudly don't have a second TV in the living room, but I use the iPad, I don't know, 4 nights out of 7, maybe, so we can watch a couple things at the same time. Such is modern life, babe.
Yeah, a lot of balancing going on there. But also, it's nice. I'm like, I'm going to go watch sports. You watch whatever you want out here. It's totally fine. A little separation. So
I had a question thrown at me last night that I ended up realizing I'm afraid of something. I'm afraid of something sports related. I'm panicked a little bit.
Panicked?
Maybe not panicked. Nervous. It's time for me to see my rational thought provider.
All right.
I brought my copay. I have my card.
I need money.
Yeah, you as my rational thought provider. I need your sports help for rational thoughts. You have any?
I don't know what you're nervous about, but you can tell me next on the score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.